Welcome to Lunchtime Conversations. I'm Nanette Weiser, and with me in studio today is Margot Hammond, who you know very well, has been here interviewing artists and authors, and Bob Devon Jones. And Margot, you have some big news. Your play, I Am a Mystery, is going to be performed October 7th at the Dalí, and then October 10th and 11th at 6:20. Tell us about this.
Well, I'm a Mystery is a play that's based on the life of Amanda Lear, who was what I call the gender-bending muse of Salvador Dali. She was also a consort of the androgynous David Bowie. She's a fascinating character, and the play is based on her life. It's inspired by her life, but really it's a play about society. It's a play about society's obsession with gender. Because for all of her life, she has been rumored to be transgender. And every single interview of Amanda Lear, she's still alive. She's probably in her 80s. We don't know exactly her age. She's been always very mysterious about her background. She's asked, are you a boy or a girl? And how annoying is that? But she has turned it into, and she attributes Dali for, she says that it was, the rumor was Dali's idea. But there's a lot of evidence that it's perhaps is true, but it's up to her. And that's what the play really says, is that it's up to everyone to define themselves, especially artists. So the play has that double theme of society's obsession, our society's obsession with gender, and the need for artists to find a unique way to express themselves.
So why did you call the play I Am a Mystery? Was that one of her disco songs?
It was. She played with this idea of, she spells it M-I-S-T-E-R-Y. That's not a misspelling. That's how she spelt the name of the song. Because she was always teasing throughout her entire career this concept that she was transgender. So, for example, as early as a few years ago, she appeared on stage in Paris in a play that was called Oscar. That was the name of the play. But they redid the play for her, and now it's called Lady Oscar. She plays the part that was played by a man. I mean, not just any man. It was the most famous comic actor in France, Louis de Funès. It was made into a U.S. movie, and it was played by Sylvester Stallone.
I mean, no, it wasn't. Really?
I mean, how much more masculine can you get of a character? So obviously she's tweaking her audience constantly with this concept, and she's a very funny lady. So that's what I really wanted to write the play and capture her essence, but also send a message out, you know, to the rest of us to take a really close look at our obsession with all of this labeling of people.
So, Margot, you know, it's so interesting to me because you and I know that you have been published in magazines, you've been published in the newspaper, you were the book editor of the Tampa Bay Times, and this and that. And the other thing, you have books, you do so much, you teach memoir writing, but you have a long involvement with the Dalí. And do you remember when you first discovered her? Or him?
Yes.
Amanda Lear?
You mean Amanda Lear. Yes, very much so. Because after I left I was book editor at the Times, I was doing these memoir classes, as you said, and the Dalí wanted me to do them there because we called them The Persistence of Memory, which is, of course, the name of a painting by Salvador Dalí. And so I got to be working at the Dalí. Then I was approached to actually work there. And I did. I did a prototype of an avant-garde magazine for them.
Right, right.
And so I really had a really lot of fun and really got to know the people there, discovered it's a very small staff that puts out an amazing amazing work there. But in the course of that, I learned about Amanda Lear. And this play is really more than a decade in the making. A woman who was working there as a docent, her name is Tiffany Farkas. Your audience may know her as Queen Gertrude. That's who she played in Bob Devon Jones, who's directing this play. She played Queen Gertrude in his Hamlet at 6:20. So she's an accomplished actress. And she approached me way back then, over a decade ago, and she said, you know, I would really like to do a play about Gala, the wife of Salvador Dali, and I like to play Gala. And I know you're a writer. Would you be interested? And I said, well, actually, there's already been done a play. Roxanne Fay did it. And I said, so I don't really think the Dalí would be that interested in that. But I said, you know, there's another woman in Dalí's life, Amanda Lear, that no one has really done anything about. And I said, you know, that's a really good idea. I should maybe think about doing that. So that was the genesis of my starting to really deep dive into Amanda Lear's life, because she seemed like such an obvious subject for a play or for any kind of, you know, consideration.
Right. And 10 years ago, of course, the whole notion of identity, cultural or gender identity, was not so much on center stage. So I think it's very prescient of you, Margot.
I don't know if it's prescient. I wish it wasn't prescient, because I wish it wasn't such a big deal now. But you're correct. It's such a timely topic now. I totally agree with that.
So let me just read the description that you gave me so that we can set the stage for this. Beginning on an imaginary set of the now defunct To Tell the Truth quiz show, where two female actors and one male actor all claim to be Amanda Lear, I Am Mystery explores. Margot, finish that statement for me.
Well, it explores society's obsession with gender and the need for artists to find a unique way to express themselves.
So how did you get Bob Devin Jones interested in this? And then let's talk about the artists, performers who are going to be in studio with us, Mary Rachel Quinn today and Eugenie Bondurant. Tell us how you got to Bob Devin Jones, who is really, how can I say it, la creme de la creme, not just here, but nationally and internationally.
Well, of course, because of that, I thought, at least I'd be interested to see what he would think of a play. So I asked him to read it. I never thought that he was going to offer to direct it. I just wanted to get his opinion on the play. And after he read it, he said, I'd like to direct this. So, oh my God, I was absolutely thrilled, because I thought he really is the perfect director for this kind of play. One of the things that I decided really right from the beginning was that, as you said, you know, it starts with To Tell the Truth. There are really three Amanda Lears in the play, and I wanted from the beginning more than one actor to play Amanda Lear. And Bob is just a genius at this, creating this on stage. So he picked the actors, and I was just gobsmacked when he told me who he got. I mean, they're all, you know, top-notch actors, and you'll see the two actors that are going to be in studio. And so I was totally thrilled. And the concept, we had two table reads. And this was last fall. And he said, in Bob's style, you know, he would say this, and I think, this is never going to happen. I mean, how can you make this work? It was in the middle of the hurricanes. And so he said, we're going to have a table read at my house. And it was right after the first hurricane. I'm blanking out on the names of those hurricanes. They were so horrible. And I thought, no one's going to show up. They're all, you know, deluged by the hurricane. No, every one of them showed up. He even got people to come to critique it. And there we did a table read. And it was spectacular to listen to these actors talk my play. And then they gave me a talk back and said, you know, not very many people know who Amanda Lear is. Now, I just backtrack this. This is back 10 years ago when Tiffany made this suggestion. I'm forever grateful to her that she did, because I really have had fun all these years doing this play. Sheila Cowley, who I think people know from here, she's been
Sparks.
Here, now does Sparks Collective. She and her husband, Matt, used to have these get-togethers where they would invite creatives to come and air their work. And I was a totally, you know, I mean, I'd never done a play. I had done plays.
But it was your lifelong dream to do a play.
But it was. And I shouldn't say I never had done a play. I'd done lots of plays.
Yeah, you had a 10-minute play. Notorious was included in USF Emerging Playwrights.
Exactly.
You know,
so right. I have been making stabs at it ever since I was living in New York several 30 years ago when I first took playwriting classes. But I presented this play. Now, back then, it was ridiculous. It was a musical. It had like a cast of 30 people. I mean, it was totally ridiculous. I didn't, you know, really understand, you know, all the ins and outs. And everyone was very patient in critiquing it. So it has had a lot of input from creatives around the city. So when, after that second read, they said, you know, I've never heard of Amanda Lear. And, you know, you plunge right into, you know, these scenes of her in her life, and I think we need some context. And I thought, oh my God, how about that To Tell the Truth? Because that was one of the first scenes that I had written. And of course, To Tell the Truth, if people know that It's clever. It's clever because then someone can be exposition, but still work on the stage because they have to read the affidavit of who these Amandaliers are. Also, it establishes that there are three Amandaliers who are claiming to be Amandaliers, so the audience knows that there are these three Amandaliers. So that's how it started. And so the second read, table read, which came after the second hurricane, which again I thought, how is Bob going to pull this off? Again, he pulled it off. Again, all four actors showed up. Again, he had people critiquing it on spot. And so this has been a really community effort, I think, you know, that I really appreciate everybody supporting this play.
You know, Bob Devin Jones, of course, is an actor, director, and a playwright. We're going to hear from him in a little bit at Studio at 620. He is where he served as artistic director for 20 years. And the fact that he's put his thumbs up on this is really amazing. And, you know, Margo, I know that you take everything. You isolated yourself in your salon, and you wrote and you wrote. And you had some teachers, playwriting teachers, that were really influential. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I wanted, you know, when the Dolly asked me to write my bio, and I really wanted to give a shout out to some of these people who have, in my way past, you know, helped me. Because when I started out playwriting in New York, I was a journalist and I really wanted to write a play, but you know, it's very hard to make money in the theater. And so I've eventually abandoned it for a journalism career. But there were people back then who were really encouraging, and one of them was Harry Condolian, who's now since deceased, but he was an Obie winner. He was really active in New York theater, and he really, really helped me see myself as a playwright. And then I took a course with USF, and you mentioned the Notorious, with William Levengood, who actually is having a play, I think, this weekend at the Beach Theater.
Oh, yes, and the Festival of Plays at the Beach Theater,
yes,
correct.
Yes, and so, and he's been very supportive. And in his class, I was the only girl, woman in the class. Otherwise, there were, you know, male students. And he encouraged us to do these 10-minute plays, and I did one. I called it Notorious. It's now called Marbles. It's changed its title. And it's about a mother and a daughter arguing over the legacy of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Again, a lot of support from him, and he created this festival online for us. And I made my acting debut because one of the other students cast me in their play as the robot.
She is anything but the most animated and charming playwright.
I kind of nailed that part, though. I was really robotic, so well, I'm not an actor. That's one thing that I concluded from that.
And then Helen Murray, of course, American Stage.
And then
Stage.
I took a class with Helen Murray at American Stage, and it was eye-opening because she did not do the class as a process class. You know, here's what you do to write a play. Instead, she inspired us. And I thought that was really a fantastic way to approach all these different, we all had very different styles and so on in the class. But I really appreciated that too. That was another way to approach theater. And she gave me kind of an insight on theater across the country. And I'm really hoping that, because we're going to have this filmed, one of the performances at 620 is going to be filmed by Kevin Doherty, a local filmmaker. And he's going to put together a package so that I can send this out to theaters and maybe even in Europe. Because I think there's a real interest, as you said, in this
Paris,
topic.
Here you come. So after each performance, Margo, you're going to have a panel composed of a playwright, a director, members of the cast, and invited guests will discuss the play's theme and the need for artists to transcend society's labels. And the audience is going to be invited. I love that there's this sort of educational, engaging, and collaborative denouement.
Well, that was Bob's idea, and we got it when we both went to see the Keith Haring play at the Dolly, and we were so impressed with the curated discussion afterwards, and it just seemed such a natural to do that with this play.
So, folks, if you're going to join us for this wonderful production, I Am a Mystery is going to be at the Dolly. Margo, what date?
It's October 7th, and it starts at 6 o'clock.
Studio at 620, starting at 7:30, and in a few minutes, we'll hear from Bob Devin Jones. I Am a Mystery, bringing Dolly's gender-bending music to the stage, continues. In the studio with me today is Margo Hammond, playwright. Hi, Margo.
Hello.
Oh, and in the background, Station 12 Studio, Eugenie Bondurant.
Yes, hello.
and Mary Rachel Quinn, and you know them from our regular podcast.
Hello. Woo, woo, woo.
So, Margo, tell me a little bit about their roles in this, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about the ladies, and they're going to tell us a little bit about what they're doing.
Okay, so first of all, I want to tell you guys how honored I am that you're in the play. When Bob told me the quality of people that he had gotten for my play, I was absolutely thrilled.
Aww,
so it's just
honored,
amazing.
We are.
Really, really amazing. So I was very interested in the table reads. I gave a little bit of a in the talk that we had, a little bit of a background of how we did those table reads. And for me, it was just transformative to see how a play could be shaped by actors. I mean, as you were saying the words, I was seeing what was needed and what changes, and your comments about the play changed it for me, so that the next round I actually added the To Tell the Truth segment was added the second time around. There was just a lot of things because of your comments. So first of all, I guess my question to you guys, because I just find this fascinating, is what was the process for you like to experience this play? Now, I do have to say that this play has three Amanda Lears, and you, both of you, as well as the other two actors, play multiple roles, including Amanda Lear. So anyway, that's...
Margo, before we answer that, can I just ask one thing of you? So who is directing and who else is in the play with us before we begin?
Oh, great. That's good. So it's being directed by Bob Devin Jones. And
yep.
Besides Eugenie and Mary Rachel, we have Jim Sorensen, who's the third Amanda Lear. So I wanted, the script calls for at least some different gender among the three. So we have two females and a male.
Of course.
And then Michael Gregory, who plays multiple roles as well. So those are the four actors.
We are so thrilled to have met them. So
absolutely.
Thank you for bringing us together with them. Wickedly talented local actors.
Yes, wickedly, including the two of you.
They are incredible.
So, I'd be very interested in your reaction to the play when you did the table read and what how you saw the play.
So, you know, what's very interesting is that the first time we saw the play is that day that we read it.
Exactly.
Right?
When I say saw, I guess you heard the play.
We heard the play, right? But we didn't know what roles we were going to be playing. So love Bob Devin, right? He's like, okay, you're one, you're two, you're three, you're four, you're this, you're that. And we need an accent on this, and we need this male, and we need this female, and let's see your character work. I loved that we had the freedom to exercise our improv skills and bring in our acting skills to bring the characters to life without even seeing the text,
the
script.
True.
And that's
wonderful.
And to welcome the
and liberating.
Right, and to create character voices, right, and change it up so that you had versatility within it, so it wasn't a one-tone thing. And, you know, having Eugenie read is like butter, period, right?
Speaking of that, yes,
and
for you.
Add
yes.
everybody in. It was just so delightful, and it was a beautiful challenge. Mm-hmm. And the story is very, very interesting.
It's interesting. It's compelling. It's fascinating, actually. What I found also fun is in the direction, before we even opened said the first word, we layered upon what the other actor had done with the script.
Mm-hmm.
So that was so much fun. And it does require listening, active listening to how is she interpreting this character and how is it infused in my interpretation? How does that reflect in my interpretation? And so forth and so on.
Adding on to what what they were doing. And how would you, at the end of this process now, because did you know who Amanda Lear was before you sat down?
I don't think any of you did.
Was one of the feedbacks that you gave me, which is why I added the To Tell the Truth, to have this exposition that kind of cheated, but it was a great bookend.
Yep.
So how would you describe Amanda Lear now after you've met her through my play? What
mysterious. Absolutely mysterious. And I love that. And I think that's probably what he loved about Amanda, right?
Very good point. Yeah. Almost ethereal. Is she there? Is she true? Is she real?
Enigma.
Is she not real? Yes.
Enigma. Just the title, actually, of the documentary that a transgender director did that's appearing on HBO now. It's called Enigma.
Enigma. Oh,
and she takes the transgender
director whose name I can't think of. She takes the character of Ashley, April Ashley, who's in my play, and Amanda Lear saying, and she outs them as both transgender. One of them has been was a transgender activist, April Ashley. The other, Amanda, has always denied being transgender. But she outs them and says they both took different paths in the transgender world. So I thought that was an interesting choice on her part. I don't really do that in the play because I don't think that's the point of my play.
Right.
But I wonder personally what your reactions were. Do you identify with Amanda? Do you have, you're both actors and you must be performers. There must be some, you know, idea that when you're performing, you're not really you.
Well, you have to. I feel like you have to identify with the character in some way. There have to be parallels, spine phrase or a deeper wish. Sometimes you can find that in the character. But this play, I as a female and being 6'1 and thin and very androgynous looking, I have definitely identified with the play in many moments of it. You and I have had conversations about that.
That was tremendous that you shared that in the table read.
Yeah. I really appreciate you saying that and even incorporating that. Many of the things that happened to her, I don't find surprising because they happened to me.
Mm, that's amazing.
In different ways, of course, still.
Of course. Yeah.
And you know what's interesting? A little side note here is too, Margo, we met at a salon night when all of us come together. Eugenie and Paul used to host it, and writers and actors and directors would come together, and it was like going back old school to time before there was technology and no TVs and no radios, and we were actually reading and listening to each other and looking at each other and receiving each other's gifts of the talents and all the beautiful talents, and the energy was electric. So we met a long time ago in one of the salon readings.
I talked about that earlier when I was describing my process. It was Sheila Colley's living room.
Yes, it was probably
a decade ago.
It was a decade ago.
Yes,
and Margo shared with me a very special project she wanted to do, and it involved Eugenie Bondurant. Mm-hmm. And she told me about it, and I was like, I can't wait. And look at where we are. Congratulations!
Right. Thank you very much.
Bringing us together.
Absolutely. It certainly has changed form. As I was explaining, it was, you know, it was started out as a musical. It had acrobats. It had and everybody. That's a lot. Tone it down a little. I don't think you're going to have to make this a little simpler.
And it's delicious.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay, one last question is, you play multiple roles. What is that like for an actor to within the same play to take on different roles?
For me, it's yes, thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yes and yes, thank you, because we get to exercise our chops and dig in and have fun. And I loved how it came so swiftly from, you know, Bob at the beginning assigning us the different paragraphs that we
would
read.
I think this will be good for you. This is for you. Okay, this is for you. This is for you. This is for you. Okay.
And then, by the way, it's a French professor, you know, or an English this. Or,
can you do that accent, please?
Yeah. And we yes-anded it, our improv training, right? Yes, and.
Well, thank you.
And
for
beautiful things happen, and this is
he's a very intuitive director. I've discovered in almost every aspect of what I'm, you know, going through to put this project together.
ESP helps. You can read his mind a lot of the time too, right? We all have Bob Devin Jones ESP, thank God.
We love you, Bob. Way of saying that.
Working with a genius.
True. Yeah.
So, folks, if you're going to love this performance today, you are going to run to see I'm a Mystery. Margo Hammond, thank you so much. Playwright Eugenie Bondurant, actress, film and television, Mary Rachel Quinn, film, television, the most delightful women I have ever met.
Thank you.
We'll be back with a Station 12 studio.
We'll be at the Dolly. We'll be performing at the
Dolly. And at Studio 620.
Can you believe that? What's the date, Margo, that we're performing at
the Dolly? The Dolly's October 7th at 6 p.m. and the studio at 620 at 7:30, followed by an engaging conversation with the actors, directors, and playwright.
How scrumptious. Be there, be square.
I'm a Mystery. Margo, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us all.
Yes.